Well, let's take a look at sports from the weekend first. In high school baseball from Saturday from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Kemper Catholic down Shenandoah 10-2. Harlan defeated Red Oak 11-1. Lewis Central over Carlisle 11-2. Abe Lincoln 11-1 over St. Albert. Also games involving Western Iowa Conference teams. It was Griswold falling to Exira EHK 12-1 on Saturday. Martinsdale St. Mary's beating Trainer 4-2. In the Corner Conference Tournament, first round play, Stanton over Clarinda Academy and East Mills beat Essex. In the semis, it was Fremont Mills over Stanton and Sydney beating East Mills. And then in the final, Sydney a winner 8-1 over Fremont Mills on Saturday. High school softball on Saturday in the games involving Hawkeye 10 Conference teams. It was Atlantic defeating East Sac County 4-1. Atlantic defeating Thomas Jefferson 9-2. That was all part of the Tiger Knight tournament. In the championship game, Trainer a 1-0 winner over Atlantic for that title game. Also around the region, Shenandoah split a pair with Lewis Central, winning 8-7 in the opener. Lewis Central 10-3 winners in the nightcap. Murray took two from Clarinda, 12-0 and 15-5. Kemper Catholic over Sioux City West, 11-4. Trainer beat Kemper Catholic 3-2. Kemper Catholic over Thomas Jefferson, 6-1. Games involving Western Iowa Conference teams, Trainer over Coon Rapids Bayard 3-2, Exira EHK down to Audubon 14-1. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard over Sioux City West 13-11, Carroll beat Coon Rapids Bayard 6-1. In the Corner Conference, Mount Air over Sydney 9-3, Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Sydney 14-0, Martinsdale St. Mary's over Essex 14-0, and Murray over Essex 12-1. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox beat Orient Maxburg 21-0, Lennox over West Central Valley 4-3, Wayne defeated Orient Maxburg 17-1, and Wayne over West Central Valley 10-0 in Saturday softball play. Speaking of softball, the tournaments get underway tonight for Class 1A and 2A schools. Among the teams in action tonight, in Class 1A Region 1, St. Albert is at Bowyer Valley, Fremont Mills at East Mills, West Monona plays at Kingsley Pearson, Whiting is at Remsen St. Mary's, and Woodbine at West Harrison. In Region 8 play, Bedford is at Essex, Diagonal at Mount Air, Stanton at Lennox, Griswold is at East Union, Orient Maxburg at Riverside. In Region 3, Coon Rapids Bayard is at Fort Dodge St. Edmund, Audubon at Glidden-Ralston, CAM at Exira EHK, GMG at Colonesco, and Tri-County at Montezuma. In Region 2 play, Arweva at Charter Oak Ute, Storm Lake St. Mary's at River Valley, Trinity Christian is at Harris Lake Park, Clay Central Everly at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, Lawton Bronson at Galen Catholic. Also in 2A play in Region 7, Panorama at Woodward Granger, ACGC is at Maple Valley. In Region 8, Southwest Valley is at AHSTW, while Nottoway Valley is at home against West Central Valley. That's all first-round girls softball tournament play. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Bryce Harper homered twice against Carlos Martinez. Max Scherzer struck out a dozen over seven scoreless innings, and the Washington Nationals beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-2 Sunday night. Cards had won four straight and six of seven overall, including series victories over the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Nationals before last night's defeat. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Philadelphia beat New York 7-1, Chicago over Cincinnati 6-2, San Francisco beat Pittsburgh 5-3, Miami over Milwaukee 10-3, Arizona 4-3 over Colorado, San Diego beat the LA Dodgers 5-3. One interleague game saw Atlanta down Oakland in 12 innings 4-3 on Sunday. Alcides Escobar had two hits and two RBIs, and Scott Alexander picked up his first major league victory as the Kansas City Royals beat the Minnesota Twins 6-2 Sunday. The Royals have won 15 of 21 games to move a game above 500 and into a tie with the Twins for second place in the American League Central. Elsewhere in the AL, Boston beat Toronto 15-1. It was Cleveland outscoring Detroit 11-8. Baltimore beat Tampa Bay 7-1. The White Sox over Texas 6-5. Houston beat the New York Yankees 8-1. And Seattle over the LA Angels 5-3. In Pacific Coast League Baseball on Sunday, Round Rock over the Iowa Cubs 8-4. Colorado Springs 11-0 winners over Omaha. Washington Nationals outfielder Bryce Harper and New York Yankees rookie outfielder Aaron Judge are the top vote-getters in their respective leagues for the upcoming Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Miami. Harper led all players with over 4.6 million votes and is joined in the National League starting outfield by Colorado's Charlie Blackman and Marcell Ozuna of the Marlins. The National League starting infield has first baseman Ryan Zimmerman and second baseman Daniel Murphy, both of the Nationals, Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado, and Reds shortstop Zach Cozart filling out the infield with Giants catcher Buster Posey behind the plate. Judge was the AL's top vote getter. He'll be part of a starting outfield that includes Houston's George Springer and Mike Trout of the Angels. Trout is currently injured and plans to begin a rehab assignment this week. A pair of Astros are part of the AL's starting infield after shortstop Carlos Correa and second baseman Jose Altuve were chosen in the voting, along with Indians third baseman Jose Ramirez and Toronto first baseman Justin Smoke. Kansas City's Salvador Perez will be the starting catcher for the junior circuit, and Tampa Bay's Corey Dickerson will serve as the designated hitter. The 12 first-time starters are the most since voting was returned to the fans in 1970. Reliever Wade Davis was the only player chosen from the defending World Series champion Cubs, and he wasn't with the team last season. The Cubs had 7 All-Stars in 2016. Well, the Blue Jays have traded right-handed pitcher Jason Grilley to the Rangers for minor league outfielder Edward Pinto in cash. Grilley was 2-4 with a .797 earned run average and 1 save in 26 games this year before being designated for assignment. The 40-year-old Grilley was an All-Star in 2013 when he had 33 saves for the Pittsburgh Pirates. A person with knowledge of the negotiation says that Taj Gibson is reuniting with coach Tom Thibodeau, agreeing on a 2-year, $28 million deal to join the Minnesota Timberwolves. Gibson has spent the bulk of his career in Chicago, including 5 seasons under Thibodeau. He averaged over 9 points and 6 rebounds during his NBA career. Also around the league, a person with knowledge of the situation says that the Cleveland Cavaliers have agreed to terms with shooter Kyle Korver on a 3-year, $22 million contract. Korver was dealt to the Cavs by Atlanta last season and is one of the league's best outside shooters. Korver led the league in 3-point percentage and averaged 10.8 points in 35 games for the Clippers. In hockey, the Montreal Canadiens have given a lengthy contract extension to their most important player. Goaltender Carey Price has accepted an 8-year contract extension that runs through the 2025-26 season. Price helped the Canadiens win the Atlantic Division last season, recording a 2.23 goals against average and .923 save percentage in 62 games. He won the Hart Trophy as MVP and the Vezina Trophy as the top goaltender in 2014-15 when he led the NHL with a .196 goals against average and a .933 save percentage. Price would be 38 years old when that contract extension expires. The Sharks have kept Joe Thornton and lost Patrick Marleau, who signed a 3-year, $18.75 million package with the Maple Leafs. The Capitals have re-signed center Yevgeny Kuznetsov to an 8-year, $62.4 million deal that'll count $7.8 million against the salary cap per season through the 2024-25 season. Also, the Golden Knights have acquired center Marcus Kruger from the Blackhawks for undisclosed future considerations. In golf, Kyle Stanley parred the first playoff hole to beat Charles Howell III and win the PGA's Quicken Loans National in Maryland. Danielle Kang has her first LPGA Tour title after taking the Women's PGA Championship in Illinois. And Kenny Perry is the U.S. Senior Open champion for the second time. He closed with a 2-under-68 for a record score of 264 in his fourth major victory in the Senior Tour. And another preview magazine has Wisconsin favored to win the Big Ten West Division race this upcoming season. Phil Steele's college football preview picks the Badgers to win a third division title in 4 years.
I've got Northwestern coming in second. They've got a little bit more manageable schedule than both Nebraska and Iowa. And then I've got Nebraska coming in third in the West. I believe I've seen them picked as low as fourth or fifth in the West. So I think I'm actually being favorable to Nebraska this year, picking them third.
Steele has Iowa picked for fourth, and Minnesota says they have a chance to be the surprise team.
Well, look at Minnesota's early season schedule. They host Buffalo, at Oregon State, Middle Tennessee State, Maryland at home, at Purdue, a rebuilt Michigan State at home, and then Illinois at home. This is a team that could actually be favored in their first 7 games. And if you take this team and make them 7-0 and put them into the meat of their schedule, they'll be very confident. P.J. Fleck will have them rowing the boat at that time. So I think if you're looking for a dark horse in the Big Ten, they would be my pick.
We'll have Hawkeye football this fall for you here on the radio. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.